Sunshine, you feel like playing this evening?
Bear Power.
You feel like praying? Open and pray.
Feel like praising him. Praise him in the morning. Praise him all day long. I feel like praising him. You ready?
You want to sing or pray?
Are you ready? Let me know when you're ready.
Okay, I will. I will let you know. We'll wait about one more minute. It's 7 o'clock now. We wait to 7:01 and we'll get started.
Gonna praise the Lord while I have
time. Good evening. Welcome to the call.
Namaste. How's everyone percolating this evening?
All right, Deacon Percolator, how you doing?
By the grace of God, we're holding on, Doctor.
Just hold it in the middle of the road.
Hey, that's my big sister. How you doing, dear?
I am triumphant.
There you go.
All right.
Glad to hear. Glad to hear.
She's running.
My God is awesome.
Okay.
Oh, someone ring in. Someone ring in after Deke. Welcome to the call. Y'all getting ready for Thanksgiving? Like some of us started about 2 weeks ago.
So a sign on Unionville's church said, "Thanksgiving is nothing but thanks living." I think that sums it up.
Yeah, that's pretty cute. I like that.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. Every day is a day of Thanksgiving.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. I remember that song, Edie Smith Choir. Yeah, the Lord's been blessing me.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed, he has. I'm grateful.
Yes, he's blessing me. Good evening. Welcome to the call.
This is the day the Lord has made, and I'm rejoicing, and I am glad in it. Good evening, family.
Good evening.
It's about 7:04 p.m., and it's time, to get started. Good evening. Today is November 24, 2024, and we are ready for our walk in the Word this evening with author, one and only Hadley Manson. Welcome to the three P's and the E, preaching, prayer, praise, and equipping by teaching in accordance with Matthew 28:19-24. So, on the behalf of Captain Place Beyond the Wall, Gates of Proud Tabernacle, Part of the Box Ministries, the Enlightened Ministries, Thursday, and the Scripture by Minister Mary Whitfield, we welcome you to this evening's Walk in the Word. We're going to begin tonight with prayer by Deacon Elvis Henderson, followed by a song by Pascal and Clark, and we will have a Walk in the Word. We're ready.
Father God Almighty, we humble ourselves before you this evening, God. We come glorify you and praising you. God, we come seeking you because you are our Father and you are our Creator. And God, you know all about your children. Father, we seek your forgiveness today for our sins. We ask, God, will you create in us a clean heart and will you renew in us a right spirit? Heavenly Father, we are grateful to be called your children. We are grateful that you are our Father and that we can come to you at any time, day or night, to call upon your name. We are grateful, God, that you are never too busy to hear from your children. We are grateful, God, that you love each of us so, that you allowed your only begotten Son, Jesus, to die for all of our sin, that we may have a life and that we may have it more abundantly to the full until it overflows. God, we are grateful for your grace and your mercy. For your grace and your mercy gives us the strength. It gives us the insight. It helps us and ushers us into understanding. Your grace and mercy helps us to have wisdom. And God, it all comes from you. It's not about anything that we've done so special. Because anything that we have, anything that we have acquired, whether it be in strength, whether it be in possession, it all comes from you, God. So we just glorify and praise you. And as we sit at this table tonight, God, we want to give thanks unto you that you have anointed men and women here on earth to teach and preach your word to us with simplicity and with understanding, that we will understand your word and that we will be empowered to live by your biblical principles. So I ask your blessing upon each man and woman you've called, Lord, to teach and preach your word. We pray your blessings upon Dr. Singleton. We pray your blessings upon Apostle Edson. We pray your blessings, Father God, upon Minister Mary Whitfield. We pray your blessings upon Elder Thorpe. We pray your blessings upon Pastor Kuiper. We pray your blessings upon all the other ministers and of the gospel, and asking the Lord that you will continue to walk with each of them as they are in the vineyards, Lord, as they are teaching and preaching your word. I pray your divine favor will continue to be with them, Lord, and I ask that you will continue, God, to just build them up in your word, so when they stand before your
people,
that your word will be proclaimed in a mighty and bold way, Lord. Lord, you know everyone on this line. You know our families. Because you're omniscient. You know what we all stand in need of. You know the powers to be. But there's no greater power than your power, because you are omnipotent, God.
Yeah.
You are sovereign. So help us on this journey of life this week, Lord, to just trust in your sovereignty. Not to rely on our own understanding, but trust totally on you, because you, Father God, have all control and all power. God, you are omnipresent, and we're so grateful, God, that no matter where we are physically or mentally, God, you're there with us. So, Lord, we just seek you now as we sit at this table to study your word. We are seeking you, God, to lead us in the way of truth, Holy Spirit. We're seeking you, Jesus, to give us the strength, Jesus, when we find ourselves across our lives being tempted. We just ask now, Holy Spirit, that you have your way in all our lives. And, God, we will continue to glorify and praise you. And we want to thank you, God, for how you are continuously strengthening and keeping our dear sister, Ruby Dudley. Lord, we pray that you continue to give her the balance. We pray, Father God, that she feel your presence moving in and through her hip and any other area of her body that is giving a problem. Let her feel your presence mending her back together, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, I pray you send people her pathway to help her with her brother, Lord. And also, Lord, we thank you for what you're doing in Sister Cat Taylor's life, Lord. We ask you to Sister Cat Taylor. We ask, God, you continue to send loved ones by to continue to help her, Lord. And we're just trusting you, God, on any other infirmities that are on this line, Lord. We trust in your divine healing, because by Jesus Christ, we are already healed. We're just walking in it now, God. Just help us this day, God, in the days to come. To look to you, who is the author and finisher of our faith. These things we ask of you, God, in the powerful, precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Good evening.
There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing His word. It sounds like music in my ear, the sweetest name on earth.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
because he first loved me.
Yes.
Tells me of a Savior's love who died to set me free.
Oh, yes.
It tells me of his precious blood, the sinner's perfect plea.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, how I love Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me.
Yes.
Tells of one whose loving heart can feel my deepest woe. Oh, in each sorrow there's a part that none can bear below. Oh, how I love Jesus.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus.
Yes, thank
you. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Because he first loved me.
One of my
amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I want to say good evening to you all again. Thank God for our gathering together. And it is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. We thank God, amen, for each of you that is assembled on the line tonight, every male, every female. We bless the name of the Lord for you and for your part that you play in the kingdom of God. I am not intending to be before you long tonight. Just want to remind us tonight we've got a holiday coming up, and there are people that will try to make it a sin because we celebrate Thanksgiving. And we know that every day is Thanksgiving, but there is nothing wrong with a day that has been set apart where a nation can come together and give God praise, give God glory for all of the things that he has done in our lives and has done for us, even from the rocking of our cradle. It is good. Sometime the Bible said for brethren to dwell together in unity, and when people around the United States or wherever come together on that day to give God thanks for his many and many of blessings, I don't see harm in it. I'm going to read a few verses from the 136th division of Psalms tonight, just a few verses. Just to remind us what day it is that we are embarking upon that is called Thanksgiving. It's not about Tom the turkey, but it is a day that is set aside that we can all reflect on the goodness, the mercies, and the compassion of the Lord. And how he has been so gracious to each of us, to our families, to our loved ones, our friends, our coworkers, whomever. We just thank God for this time that has been set aside and given for that purpose. And we thank God for his provisions for our lives, and even that day, the dinner that we may get a chance. Sometimes families don't grow up and get jobs, get married, and go the different ways. And I just thank God that we have some days set aside that, you know, we can come together. And so in the 136th division of songs, this is a special song. Every verse of this song talks about the mercies of God, his goodness and his mercy endureth forever. And we have right to praise him and to glorify him. But this song is used a lot of time in responsive reading, where it's read and the end of each verse, it talks about the Lord being good and his mercy endureth forever. And we want us to remember the Lord allow us to see Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, that we will reflect and remember the mercy and the goodness of God that endures forever. He is a good God, and we want to reflect on that. So tonight we're just going to read a few verses of this just to see the momentum of, you know, the mercy enduring forever. Psalms 136, it begins like this. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord of God, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. And we're going to start right there with the seven verses, but it reads that way, and it acknowledges God in all of his creation and all of his provision, all of his blessings towards mankind, and in his acts of creation. And we can reflect through this psalm of all of the works from creation to where we are now, that God has given to mankind this earth and prepared a habitation for us. And he done it by his great power and through his great love for us. I want to say that it is said that in 2 Chronicles 7:3, that this psalm was sang in Solomon's temple. So it's been around for a while, but they would sing it during Solomon's temple services and worship. And so tonight, just want to remind us that we have a duty to thank God, to praise God, to love on him, to remember him, to worship him, to praise him, and to glorify him. This psalm, this 136th psalm, invites us to draw close to God and to give thanks unto him for who he is and for what he has done in our lives. It gives us a vivid picture of what keeping God's steadfast love front and center, what it looks like in the lives of the people of God over the centuries and over the years, keeping him center. And this is giving God thanks and reflecting upon him. It keeps him front and center in our lives. It helps us keep the priority of Christ being first in our lives, to remember all that he has done for us and for our ancestors and, you know, for us and for our children and for our grandchildren. We want to keep him first and center. And this is a psalm of thanksgiving to reflect on what God has done and in the creation, even way back, and how he has brought us so far through many dangers, toils, and snares. We have so much and so many reasons to give God thanks. Psalms worded 136 echoes the primary theme of the entire book of Psalms. It echoes the primary theme of the whole division book of Psalms. The Lord is King who provides and who seeks out people to know him. It says 26 times in this 136th Psalm. It says, talks about the merciful and the loving kindness of the Lord that has no end. 26 times in this psalm that it talks about the goodness, the kindness of God and his mercy that has no end. It explicitly commands us to give thanks. We are here again and again called to give thanks to the sacrifice of give a sacrifice of praise continually because he is good. He deserves the praise. He deserves the glory. He deserves the honor. You may give me some accolades that I don't rightfully deserve, but the praise that goes to God, it's deserving. He has more than and many times over earned our praise and our worship, our singing and our lifting our voices and lifting our hands. And he even tell us to play skillfully on the instruments and, you know, in giving God thanksgiving. He talks about the fruit of our lips, giving him praise continually with our lips. There is no time that is not a great time to thank the Lord and to give him glory and to give him praise. This psalm gives us so many reasons to praise God. So if anybody would wake up on Thanksgiving and feel they don't have a reason to praise and turn to the 136th psalm, and it will remind us that there are so many reasons and more than even penned here to give God glory. He is deserving. This psalm emphasizes the importance of giving thanks to God for his goodness and for his power that he has displayed among men. God is the source of all good and all that is good, his creation. God does great wonders. The psalm, in fact, said he alone do great wonders. We live in a reality where our God loves us with his entire being. The extent of his mercy cannot be known. As much as we might feel that we know the goodness of God and how far his mercy extend, I think the Apostle Paul said that he would that we could comprehend with all of the saints what is the depth, the breadth, the width, and the height of the love of God. God is so vast. He is so vast that he's past finding out according to the word of God. We really don't understand and fully comprehend how wide and how high, how, tall and the width, the breadth, the length of God's love. It's so vast. And God is so vast that except God reveal things to us, we cannot know him. But his mercy endureth forever.
Yes.
The inspired writer, we don't really know who penned this psalm, but the inspired writer called us to praise Jehovah, hallelujah, for all his goodness to us and all his greatness of power. In blessing his chosen people, in blessing his children, in blessing the creation of his hand. The psalmist called us to give thanks to him, is reminding us tonight to not forget to say thank you, Lord, to not forget where he has brought us from, to not forget the provisions that he has given, the protection that he gives. The Bible said that he give his angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways, that in their hands they will bear us up lest we dash our feet against stone, to keep us from stumbling and falling. God gives us protection. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Bible say, how shall we escape, talking about the ministry of angels, if we neglect so great a salvation? Bless the name of the Lord. And let us thank him that we have seen, we have seen, we have proved, and we have tasted that the Lord is good. Amen. Again, we have seen it with our eyes, his goodness. We have proved, amen, glory to God, and we have tasted that God is good and he is deserving of our praise. Amen, glory to God. Let us continually give God the praise. Let us know the perfect reason, even though we gather on the upcoming holiday, we gather with family and friends and loved ones, co-workers or whomever. But let us not forget the real reason for every season, and that is the
All
Lord
right.
Jesus Christ. And he
Amen.
Is deserving of our praise. He deserves the praise. Amen. And we need to have an attitude of gratitude when we gather with one another to feast on our dinner. We need to reflect on his goodness. And I know a lot of families will start, you know, saying what they're grateful for. But let us not forget why we gather together. Let us reflect on this psalm. Let us, if we have the time, to run through all of its verses and see why we really owe him a perfect praise. We owe him. We are in debt to him. Glory to God. He paid a debt that we could not pay. And so on Thanksgiving, I would that we would reflect on this particular psalm. There are other psalms that talks about the goodness and the mercies of God that endure forever. And we need not ever forget the goodness of God, always reflecting every day of our lives on what the Lord has done for us, where he brought us from. And he brought us from a long way as a people, as a nation. God has brought us from a long way. He, glory to God, he has been doctors for us. Hallelujah. He had been lawyers for us. Bless his name.
Yes.
Glory to God. Amen. He's been father and mother to us. He's been provider. Glory to God. And we are, amen, in debt to him. When all else is changing within and around, amen, in God and in his mercy, no change can be found. Amen. Let us reflect, amen, on Thursday. Amen. Glory to God of the holiday that we gather to celebrate and the dinner we get. Let him be an unseen guest at our table. Let him be welcome. Amen. Glory to God. Invite him in and give him thanks for his mercy endureth forever. When we do give God praise and when we do acknowledge him and reflect upon him, we put responsibility on him for him to continually act in our behalf and in our lives. God is a good God. He's merciful. He gives us clothes for our backs and shoes for our feet. He gets food on the table. Bless the name of the Lord. Amen. He is that balm in Gilead. He is that provider, glory to God. And I just implore us that if we would take a moment to reflect upon Psalms 136. It said it takes about 2 minutes to read it, but it's so powerful and it's so full, packed full of the riches of God's mercy, the riches of God's blessings upon us. What he continually do day after day. It is a reminder that he is worthy of the praise. It is a reminder of the love of God for a people, for, amen, his creation. And when we get together, amen, take a moment, if you would, and go through this psalm and be reminded of all of the things, not all of the things, but much of the things that God has done for us and on our behalf. And I want us to be reminded that this is not about Tom the turkey. It's so many of the holidays that they seek to take God's glory. And we need to reflect and to remember as the people of God what this day is all about, a time that we can be in sync around the nation, around the United States, around the country or whatever, that we can come together with one purpose, and that is to just that day that we can do it all on the same day, that we can come together and give God praise. And I think, you know, that Thanksgiving ought to be like the 4th of July in heaven. So many praises and Thanksgiving going up, that lights are going off everywhere for the glory of God. And it, it just be like a lit 4th of July with the praises of God's people to give him what he is due, to pay on the debt that he paid for us that we could not pay. And tonight I just wanted to take a moment to say unto us, let's reflect on him. Let's remember his mercy endures forever. Let's take time to have a family prayer, a family look around before the dinner is served, to reflect on him, to give him praise, to give him thanks. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He is worthy. He is deserving. And that's what we're gathering for. Let's give him what he's due. Let's give him what belongs to him. Let's light up the throne room with thanksgiving and with praise, reflecting on the goodness of God. And let's love him. They are saying that the holidays now are not like they used to be. Nothing is like. But let's make it a day of thanksgiving for real. And we know that every day should, we should reflect every day. But this day that is set aside that we can come together, let's do it, people of God. It does not matter. I had some people that talking about Christmas last week, and they were talking about what the scripture said about don't be like the heathens that go into the woods and get the trees and fasten them down, and they decorate them, and then they bow down to worship them. We take the word of God so many times out of context, and I said to them, I said, you know, I don't do it much anymore, but when my kids were small, I had Christmas trees, and I didn't bow down not one time to worship it. It was decoration, and it was just a time of enjoyment and for the family, and especially the children. A lot of time it's not what we do, but it's why we do what we do when we do it. But let's make Thanksgiving a day that God would be proud of, that God could be pleased with after the day is gone, to see that his children gathering around to reflect on him and to remember that he's good and that his mercy endureth forever. Amen. Glory to God. I bless you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Just wanted to say to you tonight, let's take it back to the old days when we reflected, when we paused, and when we gave God praise. Amen. Glory to God. I can remember in our household, amen, we'd have like a little praise service, amen. Read a scripture, amen. Pray a prayer and have a few songs. Bless the name of the Lord. We cannot praise God too much. We cannot reflect too much.
Amen.
When we, amen, talk about the goodness of the Lord and remember all that he has done, that he is a good God and he deserved the praise and his mercy endureth forever. Amen. Glory. Things around us may be changing, but remember that God does not change. He's a great and a merciful God, a mighty God, a just God, a righteous God, a holy God. Thank you, Lord God. And amen. Glory to God. If we can, amen, have the Lord pleased because so many of his children took the moment to reflect and to remember that he is good and that his mercy endure forever. Many of us on this line, if not all of us, have tasted of the goodness of God. We've seen the miracle working hand of God. Hallelujah. Amen. And let us Thursday, let's light up the throne room. Amen. The throne room with praise. Amen. And with thanksgiving. Amen. And let the whole day, amen, let our attitude be, amen, glory to God, gratitude. And let's show God that we appreciate him. And that we do remember, this is not communion, but we do remember all that he has done for us. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We give you praise and we give you glory, God, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. I pray that each of you will enjoy your holiday gathering with family and friends. But most of all, let us invite Christ in and let us bask in his presence as we enjoy family and friends. God bless each of you. I wish that day will be a grand one and that God will be pleased. Amen. With the service that we give. Amen. Yes, glory God. To God. God bless you. Amen. Enjoy your family and friends. Be safe. Love you with the love of God. God bless each of you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Apostle. That was on time and appropriate. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Amen. Amen. So, we ready to enjoy our families this Thursday? Are we prepared? Not about the turkeys. It's about the family. Amen. Amen. And don't forget about the Thanksgiving ham. Amen. Amen.
Amen. So, come Amen. In.
Come in. Amen. Well, Pastor, I want to thank you for that great word. And I want to say, like, I guess I voiced the sentiments of most of us on the line this evening. I am so ready for my family and my friends to come in on Thursday. We have a good time.
Amen.
Watch the football game. The Cowboys are home Thursday.
Yeah.
At 4 o'clock. And just enjoy each other. Just enjoy family.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Just like we enjoyed tonight. Amen. Any other comments?
I would like to ask, what is it that some of the religions think is so pagan about giving thanks?
What was that, Sister Brenda?
Well, you know, I think there are still some religions that don't do Thanksgiving, and I know that every day is Thanksgiving, but I mean, because it is considered a holiday, what is it that they think is so pagan about giving thanks?
Amen. I never see the harm in it. A lot of times it is the way people celebrate that could make it, you know, something, turn it into something that it's not meant to be. But I don't understand, but people do say it's pagan and, you know, it's not, it's not godly, it's not Christianity, it's not all of this. But a lot of time things within themselves, there's nothing wrong with it, but it's what people make it. But you're going to always have people that criticize and point fingers, but we have to know why we do what we do.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Okay. I think
Thanksgiving evolved from a celebration by the pilgrims.
Yeah, at least.
Amen.
Well, we've been told.
They celebrated together.
Right.
For the states or landing in that states or being America, and then it just evolved into a national day of Thanksgiving. Not only celebrating the United States of America, but it's celebrating what God has done for us.
Amen.
I don't have a problem with it. I mean,
amen.
Every day of the year. And I guess there needs to be a special day because of some people wouldn't give thanks at all, I guess, if it wasn't one
Absolutely. 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 Absolutely.
But it
brings to our attention. It does bring to our attention a soul of a thankfulness for what God has done for us.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah.
And I heard someone else come in.
Well, I was gonna say one thing about it. We don't have to worry about what people say or what they think or how they think.
Mm-hmm.
But we got to go by the word. and she just read Psalms, I think, 136. We shall ought to give thanks in everything, all things. She said, give thanks. No matter what it is. No matter what it is, give thanks. It could be something you're going through. It could be something you're suffering from. It could be anything. But we ought to give thanks in it all.
Man.
Give thanks in it all. You know what? I remember my grandmother, Clam. I remember my grandmother. And I looked at her as a little girl growing up. She would not even eat a cookie unless she thanked God for it. I either put a piece of gum in her mouth till she thanked God for it. I saw that with my own eyes. I looked at my grandma. She would not put anything in her mouth until she thanked God for it.
Amen. And that's the way we were taught, Sister Pearline. This way we were taught. My daddy, Clarence Conner Sr., when we sat down to the table to eat, we would say, Lord, we thank you for this food that we're now going to receive.
The scriptures admonishes us in all things to give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you, that we would give thanks in all things. You know, even the good things, he said, you know, even in the bad things, it is the will of God concerning us that we would give thanks, that we would reflect, that we would remember, that we would give God the glory, you know. So you're going to always – I'm going to say this a lot of times. If we paid attention to every ill remark that people made, it would have you going around in circles. But there comes a time we must be persuaded in our own minds.
So, be thankful. I'm thankful. I seen somebody posted something on Facebook that says it had a lot to do with your pain and your agony and your hurts and your dangers and everything that you had to go through when you lay down at night. But thank God you were able to wake up.
Amen.
In the morning. Amen. Thanks God for life, health, and strength.
Health and strength.
Amen.
Yes, Lord, yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Now I know we're gonna have a good time this Thursday with friends and family and everything. Just going to have a good time and get ready for that celebration of Christ being born. We're working on into that season, so this is a happy and glorious season. Let us all enjoy. Amen. Any other comments? I'm talking too much this evening.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord.
Yes.
You made a way.
Oh, yes.
You made a way. You made a way. And I just want to thank.
For your word on tonight, admonishing us to give thanks and give thanks in all things. And I give thanks to the Lord because as I look back over my short life, I can thank him for bringing me through. I thank him for my journey. I thank him for my light affliction. I thank him for those days that we call happy days because of happenings. But most of all now, I thank him for joy, because joy has nothing to do with what's happening, but joy has to do with the fruit of the Spirit that resides on the inside of us. As you said, every day is a day of thanksgiving.
Yes,
set aside that time that we gather around the table with our families who come in from distances, and we gather and enjoy each other. But as I look towards the gathering on Thursday, if the Lord allows us to be able to do it, I think just as Apostle Asa, before we get started, we need to have devotion. Before we dig into that wonderful cornbread dressing and that sweet potato pie and those collard greens and macaroni and cheese, we need to give God thank you. Also, what we need to do is ask those around the table, do they know Jesus? Do you know that there's a need for the plan of salvation to be offered around that table? Because I tell you what, we can get our physical bellies full, but still be just as hungry, just as on the brink of starvation because we do not have Jesus. And that to me is the most important thing, because I can leave the table and he can call my name. And if I have left that table and have not shared the plan of salvation, have I done what God called me to do? What an opportunity. People coming in and out, getting that bowl of chitlins, getting that bowl, that baked chicken, or that ring. Wouldn't it be a wonderful opportunity to ask them, do you know Jesus? Do you know Jesus? Do you know the one that the woman met at the well who said, when Jesus told us, he said, when you get this water, you won't thirst anymore. Will you introduce somebody to Jesus? We'll give them a piece of cornbread. But when we introduce them to the bread of life, will we give them the bread of life to this time? We're going to give them some of that lemonade and tea. But will we give them the water? The water, will we extend it to them on this Thursday? If you don't make it, you know what, think about it tonight. Who do you know that don't know Jesus? Who do you know that you can call on the phone to tell them, you know what, let me lead you through the plan of salvation. Let me take you to Romans 10, 9 and 10. And then after you receive him as your personal Savior, then you can get to know him, because you're now connected to the true vine. Your mind can be renewed by the word of God, Romans 12, 1 and 2. My question tonight, when they come through your door and asking you for a piece of coconut cake and sweet potato pie, tell them about Jesus. Can you tell them that Jesus lives and that Jesus saves when they come through your door? My question, when you call in the church, why don't you tell them about the Jesus that went to Calvary in their place? Peter said, as Apostle said, a debt that we owe that we could not pay. How about telling them, as you called that turkey, that there was someone that sacrificed their life for you?
How about that?
You know, when we're sitting there watching the Cowboys play Deacon Carter, can we tell that there was someone that told us to not only suit up in a uniform, he said, put on the whole armor of God? Can we tell them?
Watch out.
We tell them when we are waiting for our favorite team to make the touchdown? Can we tell them that the touchdown was already made in glory when he went to Calvary and he died for us and he rose from the dead? Can we tell them? We got to start to tell. We got to start to tell every single thing that's put on your table. You can tell them that even in the midst of the decoration, even in the midst of the dressing, even in the midst of preparation, God made preparation back in the Garden of Eden for the foundation of the world to bring us back to him. We got a story to tell. Thank you, Apostle, for reminding me that I got a story to tell as I sit there with my family. I got a story to tell. Thank you.
So right about it.
Amen. Right about it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. I've been studying them chitlins for the last 2 weeks. Amen, amen. Nobody comes through this door without being saved. And if they're not, we will minister.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Yes, sir, I do. I am getting to it right now. Hallelujah. I want to read from Jeremiah tonight, Jeremiah 29 and number 11, to encourage each of us on tonight. For I know the plans I have for you, yes, declare the Lord. Plans for wholeness and not for evil,
yes,
to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, mm, and I will hear you. You,
yes,
will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I read,
yes,
Jeremiah 29, beginning with verse number 11, all the way to verse number 13. What encouraging words to us on tonight, that we can call on him, we can pray, and that he,
yes,
will hear us. We can seek him and we can find him as we align ourselves to his will, his way, and his word. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much.
Amen. 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 What a word. What a word.
Amen. Oh,
and that is a good thought pattern to remember, Pastor, that we could use this, just go by Psalms 136 as we have our family present and have a discussion. And, you know, of course, you probably have to have it way earlier than you plan on feeding, because it looks like when they see food, they go crazy. So, they don't like you to talk too much when the food's on the table. Mm. Before the food gets on the table. So, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And I will go and reread this again after getting off the line. Our Father, we are so thankful. We thank you for the Pastor Adside that brought it to our attention to be thankful for all things. We thank you, Lord, that we know that it's not about Thursday, the 28th. We know that every day of the week is Thanksgiving. And we know that we are to give thanks in all things.
Yes.
So we thank you for all things. We can just look around our house.
Yes.
And see so many things.
We can
look around our house and see the comfort of living, where we have chairs to sit,
Lord.
Where we have couches to sit. We have we have heat. We have water running. Look around our house and see food.
Thank you, Lord.
That sometimes we fail to thank you for. We hadn't got to the point that, like Praline's grandmama, she was saying she thanks him for everything, every cookie. Sometimes fail to thank you for everything. So, Lord, I ask your forgiveness for my not being as grateful as I ought to be. I thank you, Lord, that they tease me about being a washaholic. And I do have, wore out more wash machines than anybody I know. But I know that I'm thankful that you keep on blessing me.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
To do so. I thank you, Lord, that you keep on blessing me to be able to walk from one room to another.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
The report I hear on Sister Dudley that she didn't have no pain, and that's one of the things I think about as well with that type of surgery, with the hip surgery, is not as bad as some of the other surgeries. Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Lord. That I am so grateful for you being my God, and I'm so grateful that I know you as Savior and I know you as Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I thank you for your word.
I thank
you that you have preachers that remind us of your word daily, that we have references. We can look back and say,
thank you, Lord, give thanks
unto the Lord, for he is good. And not only that, we're thankful for your mercy that is good forever. We thank you, Lord, that you've been so kind and so good.
Thank you, Lord. You've been our everything.
If we had 1,000 tongues, we couldn't thank you for all of it.
It wouldn't be enough to look back on our lives
and every clean piece of clothes we can put on. We don't realize that sometimes we see people standing on the corners, and sometimes it's really real. Sometimes this is where they really live, on the corners different places. So just to know that you have somewhere you can turn your key in.
Thank you, Lord.
And walk in the door. And when when you walk in the Lord, and he hits you in the face.
Yes.
Lord,
come on now.
We don't know how blessed we really are.
Yeah.
Blessed. No, it's not about the turkey, but I remember the time we couldn't afford a turkey.
All right.
And I lift up the name of Jesus now that I can be able anytime I walk in the store. If I want a turkey, I can buy one.
Yeah.
I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. You've been
so good.
Ooh, hallelujah. You've made so many ways for
my.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord, I can raise my hand and I can stomp my feet.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Have mercy. Oh, Lord,
Glory to God.
You've been just wonderful to me. I can't thank you enough that my mind has been on the right tracks of life.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord. What a wonderful evening this has been leading up to Thanksgiving, that we should be thanking him every day, and we're going to thank him more on Thursday. But we still got Tuesday. We still got Tuesday left. I'm looking forward to this Tuesday walk in the Word. And I want to thank the percolator. Avery Henderson for the prayer. Thanks to Sister Carolyn Clark for the song and Apostle. As such, you never cease to amaze me. Amen. Appropriate and to the point. Good walk in the Word and good discussion, good comments.
Thank you, everyone, that's been on the line.
Good evening. Thank you all. I heard Sister Shakita Maxwell on the line, and there are some others.
Amen.
And that ring in, we thank all of you. We're looking forward to seeing you or hearing you on Tuesday. Good night.
Love you all.
Good night.
Love
y'all.
Good night. Love
y'all.
Praise
God
for you.
Amen. Have a blessed week, everybody.
Good night, Ruben.
Good night. I'm going in here and get in my bed.
All right.
Okay. If I don't go to sleep, I'm going to aggravate you.
Bye, Ruben.
Bye, Mom.
Thank you.